This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. How was your 4th of July?
You know, it was fairly quiet except for all of the fireworks going on all over town all night long.
It was all across the United States. There's some weird psychology to this that I don't understand. Pent up, letting go, letting out a little frustration, blowing stuff up. I don't know. I hope most of it was harmless. I know we had a couple of fires. Was most of it just sort of noise?
Well, actually, we've had a lot of reports of damage. People have had roof damage, had car damage from stuff landing on cars. Because really, you know, when you go to a fireworks show, it's generally over a lake or over a field. People are setting these off in neighborhoods. It's going to land on people's property.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the east end of town just on Saturday night was for about 2.5 hours just nonstop.
It wasn't just the east end of town.
Yeah.
It was the entire city. So I'm hoping the 4th of July is over and we can move forward. I don't know that it's going to be that easy, though.
Yeah, light them if you got them. I hope they're all gone. We'll see. All right, so it's been 4 days, I haven't seen any updated numbers. I'm assuming that's good news. What do you know about where we stand locally?
You know, there was no reporting over the holiday weekend, and I think the health department kind of took a break. It's not that things weren't still happening. So we might see a little bit of a spike today just because we haven't seen new numbers in the last couple of days. But, you know, as far as we have been told, and I do have a crisis communications team meeting today. We're now going every other week, so because things are just not that urgent. So we'll find out more today to see where we are exactly. But there could be a little spike just because we haven't seen new numbers in the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, that's to be expected. Illinois, though, overall, ticking up a little bit. I mean, if you look at, we've been taken off the decline number and put on the increased number. And depending on whatever map you're looking at, it's a different color. But let's keep our fingers crossed. We're not out of the woods.
No, we're not. And I think we all kind of expected a bit of an uptick because it's like we cracked open the door a little bit by easing some of the restrictions. And some people went, you know, full force in, you know, crisis is over. We're all good. And, you know, it's COVID is still with us. It's going to be with us till we get a vaccine. And even then, we're just going to have to take precautions. It's just a new way of life.
Mayor,
affect ourselves and the others around us.
We saw that party at the Devon Amphitheater, right? You know, in the parking lot. And that happens, as you said, every night, but it usually happens probably where there are not cameras. Seeing those photos of those young people, and I understand that they want to get out, they want to have a party, they want to socialize, but no one was doing anything even remotely close to social distancing or wearing masks.
And that's true for a number of gatherings that are happening. So it's one of those things that it makes me really nervous when, you know, we know about these parties. And they are on indicator streets every night of the week. And they go really late. And it's, you know, it's disturbing to the neighbors. It's, you know, kind of a recipe for people to get out of control. There are some illegal activities going on as well. But, in the midst of all that, nobody's really paying attention to the fact they could be getting sick.
All right. Are you following what's happening sort of down in Florida? Kevin just said he got back from there. Everybody was following the rules. I talked to Beth Newhoff. She said no one's following the rules. You know, when did this thing become a political divide?
You know, I don't really know. And it kind of varies by community. I had a friend who was doing some shopping in Champaign, and she said that every store she went into, people were wearing masks. But when she got back to Decatur and was doing shopping here, it seemed like nobody was wearing masks. So it's kind of hit and miss. And I don't think a lot of store owners are, in your larger stores, are really pushing it the way that we had hoped that they would to enforce it. Now, they don't want to be the mask police. I get that. But I think people will have more respect for wearing masks inside a building if there's a sign up or if the shop owners are saying you have to have a mask. Because some of the stores that did have signs up previously, those signs are gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of sending, in my opinion, maybe the wrong message.
Mayor, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf back with us on this Monday.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.